how having a person there with you can help you day in, day out, stay consistent and building towards those goals and staying more accountable, because you never want to let another person down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people get used to letting themselves down and they're fine with making that lazy decision and just being like, oh, whatever, like I've done this before. But when you're letting another person down that believes in you, like you can't do that. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Sales by Friday podcast. It is episode 24, and I am back with Bruno Gonzalez-Hauger today.
Top
1% podcast. And you know what? Before we even get into this, I do want to call out that the Sales by Friday podcast has a global audience.
Global audience.
We got audience all across the world. And you know what? If you're listening to this episode in Bulgaria, give this podcast a 5-star. Just go ahead and do that.
Shout out to you, and thank you for the support of Bulgaria. And yeah.
Everybody, we do really appreciate the support. But today, we are recording this episode in our new studio. Unfortunately, we do not have lights, but we got the mics. We just do not have the full studio up and running.
No.
But in the next episode, you just might be seeing us on YouTube.
You might just be seeing it. There's a chance.
There is a chance. If we can get the camera and the lights working, you know, we'll be seeing this on YouTube.
No.
Anyway, episode 23, I wanted to talk today about accountability, which is something that you and I have talked about a lot over the last couple years. And I think it's mainly come up because I and a bunch of our friends have really intense ADHD. But at the same time, ever since we've been really little, we've been super driven to accomplish things. We've wanted, you know, that kind of status. We've always loved building things. We've always wanted to be really creative with our minds and our hands. But something we've also really struggled with is kind of following through on things, you know, finishing projects all the way to their completion and staying accountable every single day and not really falling behind. So today, I kind of wanted to talk about maybe the three things that over the last couple years, as I've gotten older, I have tried employing to stay more accountable and just try to help me kind of be a better entrepreneur.
100%, dude. I agree with everything you said. I've had a similar experience, and I think all of us have. So, yeah, this will be a good episode for not only you entrepreneurs out there, but just people who are struggle with following through on things, keeping themselves accountable, which I think is actually everybody to an extent. I think everybody has certain projects and things they want to do that they don't stick to. And so this should provide some tools and tricks to help you tackle that.
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing that I heard a couple years ago that really changed my sort of perspective on life was that you have to have a North Star that you're building towards, and you have to know exactly what you want. The reason that I kind of came across this and kind of changed my mentality is because I believe it was Denzel Washington, the actor, that I heard in an interview say that the quote was, "Dreams without goals is just wasted time." And that really impacted me because I always had these really lofty dreams, but I realized that I wasn't really setting those goals for myself. I wasn't setting milestones. And because I wasn't, I didn't really feel like I was getting anywhere. And in reality, I really wasn't getting anywhere. So if you don't know what you're building towards, then it's really difficult to get there. And everybody has a different North Star, right? You kind of have to think about this. Like, some people's North Star is money. We have a lot of friends who that's the case. They can build whatever, they can do whatever. But as long as they're getting money, they're happy with that. For me, that's not really been the case. And for me, as I've gotten older, I've realized that like my goal in life is to travel more and to be able to be more nomadic, like being able to travel and work at the same time from really anywhere in the world, just on my laptop, which is a lofty goal, but something that I've always been kind of working towards over the last couple of years. And having that in my mind has helped me. Now, something that I want to talk about with you is that we've mentioned this before kind of like in our personal lives, but everybody has that kind of outside focused North Star that they're building to, whether they want to travel, but everybody kind of has that deeper drive that we talked about, that darker drive, like they want to be respected, they want fame, they want fortune, whatever it is. Do you think it's a good idea to embrace that darker side and like understand what it is and kind of build towards that still, or you think you shouldn't kind of build for those darker traits?
I think that you shouldn't build for the darker traits, but I think the darker traits are such a natural thing to have. And it's something that's always prevalent. So you should use it as more of a force that you're aware of, but it's not the thing that you should be building towards because it won't be the most effective in accomplishing itself, if that makes any sense. So like if your darker trait, right? And we say darker trait, let me shine a little bit more light on this. LOL. But what that kind of means is everybody's got these goals in life. And I've talked to a lot of my friends about what their goals are. And a lot of them have lofty goals, or they're in a certain industry and they want to be the best in that industry. But then you kind of ask, you know, why? Like, why do you want to accomplish this? And they say, oh, well, you know, because I don't know. And sometimes they'll give kind of a heroic answer, like, oh, I just think that, you know, as the way it is right now, it just isn't the best. And I just want to change that. And okay, like, why do you want to change that? Like, why do you really want to change that? And a lot of the times, I just keep asking why and peeling it back, and it'll usually come down to, like, I just, like, really want to impress my dad.
Yeah.
Or I just want to prove my mom wrong. Like, some of my friends have that. Or I really want to be respected by other people. Like, by people who don't know me. Like, I love to be respected by people who have no idea who I am. And their first impression is this person, they know what I've built. They know what I've done. And those aren't like, you know, I call them kind of darker goals, because they're not like this positive thing that you're just doing it to do it. Like, they're personal, and they're sometimes rooted in pride, right? But they're really powerful driving forces. So once you recognize kind of your deeper why, and this could take a lot of self-reflection. A lot of you probably haven't even thought about this before. A lot of my friends I've had the conversation with, like, randomly in college, I asked some of my friends this after knowing them for a long time. And they wouldn't just come right out and say it. They would have to, like, think about it for a while. Like, oh, you know what? I want to dominate people. I want people to just know I'm the best, and, like, in their craft. Like, it's not really about the craft. It's like, I want to be so good at something. Like, I want to just be known as better than other people in this. Like, that's like kind of a deeper, darker thing, but it's true, and it's very human. So recognizing what your kind of deeper motivation is, and then there's a layer on top of it, which usually is, which is satisfying that deeper emotion. So, like, let's use me for example. I'll be very public. Like, I love external recognition. Like, that's personally my deeper thing. Like, I love if someone who doesn't know me knows what I've done already and admires me for it as a person. Like, that just gets my deep, dark human center going. Like, I just really love that. Now, I can't just accomplish that by not doing anything, right? And that feeling can only be satisfied if I go out and I actually do something worthy of recognition. So then I have to look at my skill sets. I have to look at my goals. I have to look at what people value. And then I have to build something that aligns with that, that actually does fulfill that goal. So now that I've recognized that I want external recognition, I know I'm not going to get it by being, like, a great basketball player. I know I'm not going to get that by, you know, being an actor. Okay, but I do know that I love entrepreneurship. I love building businesses. And that's something I discovered, you know, in the past 4 or 5 years. So I know that what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour myself into the thing I love to then satisfy that human need of mine that craves recognition. So I use that more as, like, the gasoline, the fuel to the fire. But the actual thing that's going to bring me towards that is not that itself. So to kind of answer your question, it's recognizing it and embracing it in a way that you accept that that's the reason, and you don't fight it. But instead, you use it as a propelling force and not something to run away from.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything that you just said. And I think, like you said, it's valuable to know what it is, but you can use that to understand what it is you want and then kind of set bigger and better goals for yourself to be able to achieve that.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's super important for people to know.
Yeah. So, like, you know, when I'm looking at, and this is funny, this is straying a little bit from the theme, which is accountability. But when this is straying a little bit from, or kind of another point I want to lay onto that is, like, so this goes back to the types of businesses I start too. So, like, a business for me that just generates a good amount of cash, but is not something that's too flashy, it's something that I would do if I needed to do that. But when you leave me to my own devices and you leave me in what, you know, what I see is there's a lot of moves I could make. I'm going to choose the one that satisfies that kind of darker thing. So that's going to be something that's bigger and a lot of people could use. And I could, by relation, get some sort of recognition for that. Like, so it's not going to be a, you know, a dry cleaner shop. Because that's not going to satisfy that deep desire in me. If I was just trying to cash flow, I might choose the best business model, dry cleaner shop, and expand and, like, you know, own 40 dry cleaners across Texas. Like, that might make me richer than anything else I'd ever pursue. Like, really, it might. but it's not going to be what I pursue because I recognize my deep human desire, and that's the thing that I really crave more than even the money. Like, if I made all that money, that wouldn't be something that I think people would respect me in the same way for.
Yeah.
Than building something that they get value out of at a large scale. So that's kind of why I start the businesses I do with, like, quote unquote mass appeal, because I want that spread.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to know what that is, right? So you can kind of tap into that for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Moving on to the second 2 out of 3 of ways that I have helped myself keep accountable is, once you know what that North Star is, it's important to work backwards to create goals. Obviously, you need goals to reach those larger goals, but it's important to even make really small goals every single day that get you one step closer to that overarching goal. Because sometimes if you set a really big goal for yourself, like being a nomad and being able to, like, being a digital nomad working from any place in the world, that seems really lofty and out there. But if you can set small milestones for yourself, seems more accountable. But then hitting those small milestones, you need to stay consistent and accountable every single way to do that. And something, again, a quote from a celebrity, haha, celebrities, that I heard that really impacted me was Matthew McConaughey. I heard him in an interview once say that every day he has a checklist of things that he needs to do that he checks off every day. But it's not just like, do this interview, do that, do this, getting hard work done. Sometimes on that checklist, it's as simple as getting out of bed, making my morning coffee, eating breakfast, doing a workout, saying hello to my wife, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The little wins.
Yeah, and it made me realize that exactly, being consistent and accountable with the little things will make you more consistent and accountable with the big things, and you'll realize in 6 months, man, I stayed with those small goals and I stayed consistent and accountable, and now I'm so much further ahead than I would have been if I was just kind of like willy-nilly going about my day doing whatever. And this kind of gets into the whole concept of the morning routine, which, you know, we follow people like Alex Ramosi who say the morning routine is kind of like BS. Like,
a fan of it.
People are just like, man, just get to work and you'll get more work done. Whereas some people like me, like, if I have that, I don't have a 3-hour morning routine, don't get me wrong, but if I have a routine where I do the same things, I eat the same things at the same times, and I do these consistent things, it helps me be more consistent overall. Where things, if I don't do that, my ADHD kind of kicks in and I'm like, oh man, like I just get thrown off course.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for me to kind of do those things that help me stay accountable and I fall behind.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, we've both read Atomic Habits, and something that you say that you do from that book is habit stacking.
Yeah.
To kind of stay accountable with things and stay consistent with things.
Yep.
For people that might not have read Atomic Habits, and if you haven't, you should definitely go read that book.
Yeah,
it's very impactful.
Yeah.
But what is habit stacking and how do you use it in your daily life?
Yeah. So it's basically taking certain habits that you want to stay consistent with, and you stack them together in certain parts of the day or in certain, like, physical locations, so they become more regular. So, like, for example, I want to eat breakfast at a certain time every day. I want to eat the same thing, so I know exactly how, like, you know, what my calories and my macros are in the beginning of that day. But then also I forget to take my supplements that I also want to take too. But if I keep my supplements on my dining room table and I'm eating my breakfast and I'm right next to them, there's no doubt that I see them. And when I see them, I take them. So it's just kind of hacking your day and putting things kind of where they're visible, or having, I don't know, a reminder in your calendar when you're working at a certain type of the day that reminds you to do something. And then when that thing goes off and you're done that one thing, you come back and then you realize you have to do something else. It's stacking habits in certain physical or time loop, like, or physical locations or timestamps in the day. And then that just makes everything easier to stay. It stays front of mind and you don't forget things. And when you don't forget things for a long period of time, they become more natural.
Yeah. And I've known a lot of people in my life, again, this is kind of veering off the kind of topic of accountability, but I do think that it is applicable here, is I've known a lot of people that have suffered from depression throughout my life, and I'm not going to claim that this was something that I said to them that cured them or whatever it is, but something that I've seen them do that really helped them out was writing down these little wins every single day and staying consistent with a routine. Because if you're consistent with something and you do it often every single day, it really feels like a win after a month of doing something. You can really get better at a skill. I mean, an example for me is like chess. I started playing chess a couple months ago and I was terrible at it. And now I can say that I'm like not half bad at it because I've played it consistently every single day and I've gotten better and better and better and better. So those little wins really can stack up to be big wins.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, little things compound. And when you're, and there's also something, there's two types. There's forgetfulness. So when something's just not front of mind, and then there's also actively choosing not to do something because you don't feel like doing it. And if you're just forgetting something, that can be easily solved with built-in reminders and habit stacking or doing like quote-unquote watering holes, some people call them. But when you're actively not choosing not to do something, that's where you kind of need a shift in your mindset, or you need a different frame of mind to help you tackle that decision. And I find that one of the most effective frames for me, I kind of use like three frames on a daily basis, but only one of them is for specifically what we're talking about here today, which is that accountability. And this one's kind of called like the villain frame. And that's when you, I don't know if any of you, I just saw this movie the other day, which reminded me of it, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched it. Crazy movie. But basically in the movie, every time you make a decision, another universe sprouts, and whatever happens after that is because of that one decision. And then every time you make a decision after that, another one sprouts. So there's infinite universes with infinite decisions, and you can just imagine how diverse these universes become, right? So in the villain frame of mind, there is a universe that's very similar to yours, where there's a version of you that's better than you in literally everything. Like, mm-hmm. they're killing you on every aspect. If you work out, they are stronger than you. They're better than you. If you've been on a diet, they've been on a diet longer than you. If they've been eating better than you. If you are an artist, they paint better pictures. They draw better than you. If you're a developer, they can code circles around you. Literally everything you do, they're better. And the only difference between you and this completely better than you version is that every time that you made the lazy decision and you thought, I don't know, like, man, maybe you just fight five more minutes in bed, or maybe I'm just going to quit on this now, or I don't know if I can be able to do this, or that goal's a little bit too much, like, I'm just going to set a more realistic standard for myself. Every time you said that, but you're conscious, you were in the back of your mind, you were really like, I don't know, I'm just taking the easy way out. The villain version of you was just like, nah, fuck that. I'm just going to do it. And they took the hard choice. They did the hard choice every time. And because of that, they're literally better than you in everything. Like, there's nothing you beat this person in. So for me, every time I'm about to make like a lazy decision, and this won't work 100% of the time, I'm still not the villain. You know, like, I'll still sometimes be like, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. But it works more often than it doesn't, that I'll imagine like, oh, you know, how this better version of me is so much better, and they in this scenario they would definitely do this harder decision, and that usually gets me to go, okay, I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna be the villain to some other version of me that did do this.
Yeah, that's a killer mindset.
Yeah, so that just, I've used that for years now, and like, that's always gotten me to kind of push a little bit harder, and in certain situations, like, go for something that I know the villain version of me would have me beat at.
I almost say that that's a similar thing to habit stacking, where like every time you're about to make a lazy decision, you remember because you've built that habit up of like, don't make that lazy
decision. Yeah, again, it's like the difference between the conscious decision and the unconscious. Like, if it's just forgetfulness, like having that physical vicinity or a reminder, that's what's going to push you to make the decision. But if you're actually making a decision to do the lazy thing, which happens, like, this is a frame of mind that helps you push past that.
Yeah, definitely. That was awesome. All right, third and final one. This is finally getting back to the typical Sales by Friday content where we talk about business and all that, not getting deep. But for those of you who are starting businesses and who are like me, who struggle with kind of staying accountable day in and day out, which is a really important thing for a founder to be able to do, I highly recommend finding a co-founder who can help you stay locked in on these business ideas. And an example of this that I just want to call out right off the bat is this podcast. I mean... We've said it many times on this podcast before, but we heard this stat that said if you have over 20 podcast episodes, your podcast is a top 1% podcast in the world, because 99% of people don't get past 20 episodes.
Yeah.
So we were just like, we got to do it and get to 20%. And once we get there, I'm sure that we'll be a lot better. And in that journey, I realized not only that this podcast wasn't just that, but it was also a lesson in accountability for me. It was like a every single week we got to record this podcast, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
We have to do it.
But also having you there with me to help push me. Like if I was just myself and I was like, I have to record a podcast every week, I don't think I would have made it past week one.
Yeah.
Which I think is most people.
I wouldn't either. Because I've done stuff sort of in tangent in the past, like content stuff. I literally can't say it.
Yeah. But because Bruno and I do this together, it's like every week on Wednesday, we're like, dude, we got to fucking do a podcast. We got to get a pod done this week. Like, and we've had weeks where I've recorded a solo pod in an airport terminal on a Friday afternoon. We've recorded pods in the brick cold weather on an iPhone. Like,
I was sick as a dog in my girlfriend's parents' house.
But you know what? Sometimes you just got to do it. And having that co-founder changes the game.
Yeah.
So much. And while this might not be a business, I think that that's just a great example of how having a person there with you can help you day in, day out, stay consistent and building towards those goals and staying more accountable, because you never want to let another person down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people get used to letting themselves down and they're fine with making that lazy decision and like, oh, whatever, like I've done this before. But when you're letting another person down that believes in you, like you can't fucking do that.
That's a good quote right there. Yeah.
You're used
to letting yourself down, so you're okay with it. Yeah.
It hurts more.
Yeah. It hurts way more when there's someone else you're letting down to.
Yeah.
way more.
And you know, maybe that's not the best mindset to have about things, but that helps me stay accountable, because I don't want to let you down, man. We can't miss a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Until I'm 85 years old, we can't miss a Friday again.
Yeah. No, 100%. And yeah, as far as businesses, just to look back at my businesses, like, yeah, when I had a co-founder, and I love having a co-founder, because it's great to bounce ideas off of. It's great, especially, you know, not even talking about the skill portion, when they have a complementary skill set and you literally can't do what you want to do without a co-founder. But just having that person that keeps you accountable and someone to talk to and someone that keeps pushing you, like, it's actually such a massive driving force, so much so that accelerators like Y Combinator and Techstars and a lot of, you know, venture capital firms too, like Sequoia, like in fact, one of the requirements is that they love seeing co-founders, and they especially like when it's a team of three, because then you have a tiebreaker and it's even more of a kind of group effort. Yeah, co-founders is a big plus for them, because they know that solo founder journey is just so much harder. Not to say that those people don't exist. I know solo founders who crush it.
I live with one.
Literally, one of our best friends, solo founder, who crushes it. But it makes it a lot easier when you have that other person that's working with you on whatever project it may be.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And you don't even need to have like a co-founder per se. Like James, my roommate who we're talking about, is a solo founder. He has a team of like seven people.
Yep.
And I'm sure that it's, you know, in the back of his mind, like, I can't let these people down. I got to get the hell to work. And that's such a crazy driver. And, you know, to a certain point, that turns into stress when you're a single person employing seven people and keeping a business afloat. But, you know, having other people involved in the process is super important. And if you don't have a co-founder, but you want to find a way to stay accountable, have it be like when I first started working out a year ago, before I had Iron or anything that. Me and my best friend Connor from high school, we texted each other every single day when we went to the gym. We're like, I went to the gym today. Did you go to the gym today? And something like that can keep you accountable. And having that other person on the other line, at least thinking that they're waiting for that text from you. And if you miss it, they're going to know.
Oh, yeah.
That shit gets you fired up, man.
You can't
miss a Friday ever.
Yeah, accountability's been. And if any of you, you're sponsored by Iron, this podcast, if any of you want to tap in that accountability, and every single time one of your friends works out, get a notification, and if that fires you up and you want to never miss your streak and never miss a workout day, right? Get Iron Social Lifting. Okay, that's Iron Social Lifting, available today in the App Store. It's at the worst it's ever going to be. It's very simple. It works. I've had great feedback so far, but a lot of cool features coming soon, like PR logging. But what an accountability tool. People have given me great feedback so far. Just loving seeing their friends' workouts come. It makes it hard to not work out that day.
It's a phenomenal app.
When you get five notifications of your friends' workout.
I'm telling you, I am not a strong person by any means, and I've never worked out very consistently throughout my entire life. And I got on this app, and now I go to the gym expressly because I'll get a notification from three of my friends that are like, everybody worked out today. And I'm like, oh, no, I have to go because I'm going to look like a bum if I don't.
Yeah. Hey, so if you want to tap into that, Iron Social Lifting, check it out.
Unbelievable. All right, everybody, this has been a great podcast. I think that we're going to call it here. Download Iron Social Lifting on the App Store now. anybody that's listening from Bulgaria today,
yeah,
give this podcast a 5-star. And you know what? If you're listening from anywhere, give this podcast a 5-star. Yeah, we'd really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. It'll help us out, man. Help us out. Okay, thanks, guys. That's episode 24, Top 1% Podcast in the World, Sailed by Friday. That's a wrap, huh?
That's a wrap.
That's a cut.
Cut.